Matt Greenwood continuing KJS Sports Talk, powered by your local McDonald's, with Mike Hutchison, head coach of the Windsor girls soccer team, who just a couple of days ago saw their season come to an end at the hands of Cape Central in the Class 3 state sectionals. But what a great season for the Lady Owls, who were district champions for the third time under Coach Hutchison. And you know what? Played a really, really good game in that 2-1 loss there just the other day. So we're here to talk about his senior class, his juniors, his sophomores coming back, because they're pretty spectacular, and it's something that Coach Hutchison and I have talked about previously, is how good of a team he has coming back next season. But Coach, for those that weren't able to make the trip to Cape Girardeau and witness that state sectional game against the Tigers, can you kind of fill us in as to kind of how it went down and your thoughts on the match?
Sure. I thought Cape Central had the better of the play in the first half, especially as it wound down to the last 10 minutes. Piper Montgomery in goal for us made a couple of point-blank saves to keep us in the game. And we regrouped at halftime and came out with a renewed energy, and we made some adjustments, and we were able to scored the tying goal about 8 minutes into the second half on a breakaway by Alyssa Wiesner. And it seemed like the girls were, you know, it's always those moments right after a goal is scored sometimes when you're most vulnerable. And 30 seconds, they sent it off. They made two passes. Somebody was asleep deep, positionally defensively. Got a shot off that Piper partially saved, but then their player came in and tapped in the rebound into an open net. And our girls continued to fight. Our girls continued to create chances. And our best chance to tie the game came on a free kick with 10 minutes left in the game when Maddie Gillick, from about 25 yards out, hit the post. And it came back across the face of the goal. And I guess it caught all the girls from both teams off guard, because everyone kind of stared at it for a little bit. And then the girls from Cape Central were able to clear it away. We pushed a lot of girls forward at the end, but weren't really able to get a real dangerous chance. But we felt like we could play right with those guys. They just made one more play than we did, and kudos to them. And good luck to them in the quarterfinals on Saturday.
Well, Coach, I'm not surprised that both teams got a little caught off guard by a free kick hitting the post, because that shocks a lot of people. And it's just kind of one of those things in soccer where you're just like, did that really just happen? Like, it was so close, like maybe 1 yard or 2 yards out, and maybe, you know, there's enough space for that, you know, that ball to kind of get down and go in. When it came to the free kick, though, what kind of action did she put on it? Was it like a knuckling action? What were you kind of like outside and to the right of a post? Like, where was it positionally?
She was outside the goal to the left, to the right, excuse me, and hit it across the goal to her left. And she's got a bit of a curve on the ball, and it just kept fading. And when the goalie dove for it and, you know, didn't get it, I think that's when everybody kind of thought, well, it was either in or wide, you know. And but, yeah, she puts a pretty nice natural curve on the ball that we haven't been working on the curve on the ball, but we've been working on placement on it, trying to really start it off towards the middle of the goal and let the curve take it towards the corner. And I thought she did a great job there. Just a couple inches off from tying the score.
Coach, was this one of those free kicks, like I kind of just mentioned, was it one of those that if you were just a couple of yards further out, it would have gone in, or maybe a couple yards closer?
Probably a couple yards closer.
Closer?
Yeah, it would have went in.
Okay. Well, shucks. Sorry to hear that. But obviously, you're pretty proud of the effort that the girls put forward. And I mean, at the end of the season, you can't really be too upset about a district championship and come and hitting the post and that being as close as you get to at least forcing overtime and potentially advancing to the next round. And coach, the nice thing about your soccer team for next year is that your two leading goal scorers are both sophomores, Jordan Kalinske and the girl we were just talking about, Maddie Gillick. I imagine you're pretty stoked about next year and having those two coming back.
Yeah, we really are. Jordan had 16 goals, and she was coming off of a hip procedure where she hadn't really played or done a whole lot other than rehab right up until we started tryouts at the end of February. So she was even scoring, even doing as well as she was playing catch up a lot of the time, and I was having to take her out a little bit, and she was in some pain at times. So she really fought through and really had a great campaign considering how she was physically. And if we can get her 100% for next year, we expect even better things from her. Maddie Gillick, she really grew throughout the season offensively. She already had the ability defensively and the ability to distribute well. Her ability grew to being a goal scorer. She had ended up with 14 goals, but I think probably 10 of those were in the last half of the season. And so she just found that niche and that comfort level where she could kind of really be more offensive minded and not have that take away from her defensive game. And so when you have that ability to score from the outside, it really takes a lot of pressure off your forwards because the midfielders can't sag in and help double team them, because then if they do that, then Maddie will score on them from about 20, 25 yards out. So it really opened up our offense and made us much more dangerous once Maddie turned the corner offensively.
I can't emphasize enough, Coach Hutchison, the youth that you have on this team coming back. Your third leading point scorer and your fourth point scorer and your fifth point scorer are all coming back. Bailey Peters, sophomore, will be a junior. Alyssa Wiesner, who scored the goal for you guys in the sectional game, will be a senior next year. And then Kaylee Krupp is a freshman that's coming back for you. And then let's throw in Riley Siegel, too, because she's another freshman that put up 8 points, which is a pretty solid season there for a freshman. So you get all these girls coming back, and I'm sure for you, I mean, it's got to be, one of those things where you're like, man, I mean, we really can be super special, can't we?
Yeah, I think anytime you have, one or two people that the other team can focus on, they can gear their defense towards shutting them down. But when you have multiple areas that you can be dangerous with, and then the girls come off your bench are, very capable as well, that continuous pressure that you're putting on the other team's defense starts to grind them down a bit, and especially late in the first half. And throughout the second half, you're able to create a lot of opportunities from that. Big thing for us is to make sure that those girls are continuing to play. I know a number of them play multiple sports, so we want to make that they're playing, this fall and keeping their foot on the ball so that they can keep expanding and growing their game so that, they're at even better starting point next year when we start tryouts. We don't want to just maintain the status quo and then 8 months later try to pick up where we left off, because that won't work. So we're really encouraging them to stay active this fall, and we're going to have a good off-season workout program for them as well, because we realize the opportunity that we have, and we really want to do everything we can to make sure that we take advantage of it and do everything we can to make sure that they're put in the best situation possible.
Coach, before we get to maybe the most impactful senior that you've been able to coach, and I know who I'm thinking of, but before we get to her, Piper Montgomery, your goalkeeper, a sophomore, going to be coming back as a junior, 1.83 goals against average. That's something pretty special too.
Yeah, and those goals that she gave up were, especially early on in the season, were point blank shots and shots that were in the slot from 10, 15 yards out. She really held us in a lot of games, especially early on in the season. And then as our defense started playing in front of her, playing better in front of her, then they started to complement each other. But yeah, last year with her being a freshman, it was her first time ever playing soccer or in goal. She absorbed things like a sponge. Coach Alvarado did a great job working with her, and she really did pick up right where she left off last year. And she was much more confident in goal. She was able to really get down on those low balls that are knee high and lower, and really made some spectacular saves throughout the season. And you know, you never want to get careless on the defensive side and just say, oh, she's going to save it. But it is a great comfort to know that we can be aggressive defensively. And if we do make a mistake or the other team makes a good play, Piper will be there to clean things up for us.
Most certainly. All right, Coach. The long-awaited question, I guess, if you will. Carrie Vagley, what do you have to say about her?
She's outstanding. She's done a thankless job for us in marking the other team's best forward. At times this year, we moved her up into the center mid, which was a kind of a position that she was unfamiliar with, and she adapted to it very well, and really, and in those times, helped complement Maddie Gillick, did the defensive dirty work and allowed Maddie to you know, be more offensive minded. And it's just been a pleasure to coach her for 4 years. She'll do anything that the team needs. She's great as far as teaching and working with the younger players and helping them out, not only with things in the game, but how we approach practice, how we approach making sure that we budget our time, you know, to make sure our grades are still doing well. She's just an all-around great person and has been a great asset to our program.
And what is next for her, Coach?
She's actually going to play for me at Webster University. So we feel very fortunate that she chose to go to Webster, and she's probably going to be a wing back at the next level. We think she's going to do really well for us right away.
All right, very cool. And so what's your association with Webster?
I'm the associate head coach.
Oh, okay. I did not know that. All right.
So I've been there for, we started the program back in 99, and so it's, we've had a couple of players from in and around the county, about a number of 4 or 5 St. Pius players and a couple of Windsor players. And so it's been a kind of a unique experience getting to coach with and be on the same team with some of the players that you coached against
right.
when you were in high school.
Yeah, that is really unique, and that's pretty cool. I apologize for not knowing that little tidbit.
Oh, that's okay. I like to focus on the high school aspect of it, and really don't
right.
want to bring that up unless it's relevant to the question.
Okay, well, and it certainly was with Carrie Vagley playing for you next year. All right, very well, Coach. I guess we'll wrap this thing up here with just your final thoughts about 2019 Windsor girls soccer.
I thought we started off really slowly. I think some of the girls coming back made the mistake of thinking that things were just going to fall into place. And they realized after a while that we had to make it happen. And when that happened right at about the middle of the season, our attention to detail defensively and our work rate and our effort and our consistency got so much better. And once we started doing that, then we turned good defense to good offense, and we were able to really come together as a team. I think the last, especially about 10 games of the season, we were really playing well, And you always want to peak at the right time, and I think we did peak at the end. Now our goal for next year is to start off a little faster so that our peak can maybe be a little bit higher.
All right, very well. Well, Coach Hutchison, you do have a phenomenal youth of talent coming back for you next year. We certainly wish you the best there, and congratulations on a district championship season, and certainly wish you guys the best of luck next year.
We appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. That is Mike Hutchison, head coach of the Windsor girls soccer team, joining us here on KGF Sports Talk.